From February to November 2021, I conducted a survey whereby I was exploring COVID-19 vaccination uptake among its marginalized communities in Turkana West. Just to highlight, these were the refugees in Kakuma, refugees in Kalobe settlement, and the host community, who were the locals. Yes, Africa has reported the lowest COVID-19 caseload during the pandemic. The spread of the virus, however, continues to be of concern due to poor health systems in Kenya. Turkana County, inclusive of the refugees, had only 4.7% of the population having received at least a dose of the COVID-19 vaccine by then. In the refugee setting and the surrounding, I initiated a social science research to understand better the specific behavioral drivers of the vaccine hesitancy, to capture the suggestions and perspectives from community members on how to promote uptake of the vaccine, especially where vaccine hesitancy was high. In March 2021, Kenya Red Cross conducted a community COVID-19 vaccine uptake survey, collecting insights from about 20,000 people from 44 counties in Kenya. Use of open-ended questions to capture the nuances of the community members' perceptions and attitudes was employed and then coded and analyzed by topics in line with the coding framework developed by the IFRC. The findings showed that 44% of the correspondents say they would not be willing to take the vaccine, primarily due to safety concerns, side effects, and lack of trust on how the vaccine was developed. Here in Kakuma Refugee Camp, International Refugee Committee, who we work with as health implementing partners within the refugee camp, conducted a vaccine hesitancy survey in March to July 2021. And some of the key factors identified to be contributing to low vaccine uptake included inadequate information about COVID-19 vaccine, people vaccinated were being infected, need to use a mask, social distance, and few cases of death despite having received COVID-19 vaccinations. Also, they were concerned about how fast the vaccine approval was done without proper phases of the clinical trials having been documented. For sure, there is high vaccine hesitance within Turkana West, which is attributed by diversity of cultures, beliefs, and socioeconomics exacerbated by high illiteracy and infodemics. Turkana West is, by the way, composed of nationals who are Kenyans, refugees from the Great Lakes, Sudan, South Sudan, Ethiopia, Somalia, Uganda, and Eritrea. On methodology, we carried out a cross-sectional study between February to November 2021 among the host community, humanitarian workers, and refugees at the Kakuma refugee camp and Kalobe refugee settlement, respectively, within Turkana West. We employed quantitative and qualitative approaches to collect data and analyze questionnaires on Kobo Collect Toolkit, administered to individuals within the target groups, focus group discussions, and key informant interviews with the community and religious leaders who help us to provide in-depth details on the causes of vaccination hesitancy among the populations of concerns. In our survey, three hundred participants were interviewed, where 7.3% were vaccinated, 30% were undecided by then, and 62.7% refused to get vaccinated, just as you can see highlighted by a pie chart on the poster. In conclusion, it's proven that misinformation about the COVID-19 vaccine is the major contributor to vaccine hesitancy within Turkana West. This is coupled with the lack of adequate continued community engagement and advocacy. Continuous dissemination of new information around vaccine development and evidence-based approaches in addressing myths and misconceptions. Therefore, there is need to improve actions on awareness creation and information dissemination on the COVID-19 vaccine. Thank you so much.